Welcome back, practitioners, to the Thriving Holistic Practitioner Podcast, the podcast for alternative wellness practitioners who are looking to ethically and sustainably scale and grow their business. My name is Lindsay Sutherland. I'm your host and business consultant serving the alternative wellness community. And today in this episode, it's slightly different than the ones you've heard so far before, because this was a free training that I hosted as part of the Thriving Holistic community, which, by the way, if you're not already a member, please get in. I'd love to see you there. So text the word holistic to 55444 and you'll get instant access, where all of the trainings will be posted. The replays will be posted if you can't get on them live. But by the way, if you do get on live, you do get a chance to ask questions at the end to get some free coaching for your business. Anywho, for the first 25 people that join the community, just in celebration of this podcast launch and celebration of launching the community, I am gifting a $500 service, which is called a profit acceleration service. In this case, we meet for about an hour. And in 1 hour, we dissect your business and I will find you $40,000 or more in your business without you having to increase marketing spend. I have a special software. We can plug in some numbers and show you exactly what steps you can do to increase the profit in your business. So again, be sure to text holistic to 55444 to get in there today. But so today's episode is a snapshot. It's a brief overview of some of the stuff we covered. Now, what the training was about is how to talk about the financial aspects of your program with confidence and joy. And I covered three key components. The first was some mental reframes, because frankly, 90% of this topic, of this challenge, is mindset and energy. And then 10% is actually what you say. And, you know, the second part of the training, I covered what to say to help you, because I know a lot of people do struggle with how to go and navigate that conversation. It gets awkward and clunky. And so we cover that in the full training, which you'll need to get into the community to get access to. And then lastly, I walk you through an energy exercise that I personally use to handle difficult or challenging conversations. And sometimes that doesn't even mean that it's a challenging conversation and that it's a conflict situation. It just means that I'm nervous, right? Like, as it happens to everybody. So I have a special technique that I've used for the last 20 years and really perfected. And so I wrap up the training with that. But today we're going to talk about these reframes right here on the podcast. And then I want you to get into the community and watch the rest of the replays by texting holistic to 55444. We'll see you there. Okay, welcome. We're here to do a training. So today what we're talking about is how to gracefully and joyfully talk about the financial aspects of your program. So if you're a coach, like maybe you're a wellness coach or you're a life coach, or you have a service-based business, and you get nervous talking about the financial aspects of your program, then this is a training that you're going to enjoy, because we're going to talk about three key components. Really, the reality is this: 90% of the solution to this problem, I guess, I don't really like the word problem, challenge, we'll say, is really mindset and energy. And 10% of it is actually what to say. It really is a mind game. But you know what? We're going to talk about three different paradigm shifts, or like reframes, we'll call it reframes, that you can use before embarking on this conversation to help you build up some confidence. I'm also going to talk about exactly like a way to go about the conversation to help lead into this. And I'm also going to teach you a grounding technique that I use before these calls to help center me. And it just really shifts the energy in all. So we're going to wrap up with that. Number one, before we get going, you know, it's really important that we evaluate part of why we are feeling nervous about this part of the conversation to begin with. And it's usually for just a few reasons, although there could be many, but some of the most prominent ones are: we're worried that the other person might think it's too expensive. So basically, we're prejudging their ability to purchase our product. Think about that for just a moment. Is that even our business? It's really not. And logically, we go, oh yeah, that's not my business. But it's still that mindset piece that gets in there and says, oh,
What if they can't? Or I wouldn't know that I would afford this. And now I'm asking this. And there's a little bit of an imposter syndrome, and that can happen too. So see where we're at. We're in the mindset piece. The other part of that could just be simply thinking that sometimes what I think happens is people wonder if they can deliver on the value of what they're offering. And it isn't to say that you can't or that you don't. It's just that subconscious doubt that plagues us. And it's a subtle thing, but you might be wondering, like, if they say yes, am I going to give them the expectation that I'm selling in this moment? Right? Am I going to live up to the transformation I'm speaking out? And you know, it's funny because we all go through this. And then you see, once you start actually helping somebody, you know it's worth it, right? But before that happens, there's always this little bit of fear or doubt that creeps up. And that's the other piece of that pie, is that you may just not have done it enough to have that innate confidence. And sometimes it's just simply getting the first few under your belt, and then it becomes easier. And it'll come easier too after we go through kind of the steps of that as we go through that. One question I wanted to ask you before, you know, just to kind of help you get this reframe established, is have you beta tested your program or your offers? Have you talked to people and asked feedback about your pricing? You know, a lot of times we price it based on what we see the market doing. And that could be our competition. It could be based on our cost pricing. But in the end, maybe doing some outreach and talking to our ideal client. And this, my friends, is a really, like, this piece, just what I said, is a loaded caveat, so to speak, because you want to make sure you're asking the right person. Okay. So, for example, in my case, and I'm going to use myself as an example so you can kind of see how this might apply in a lot of different scenarios. So, I've recently launched the Pathway to Thrive Mastermind. It's a 6-month training program that focuses on systems and building systems in businesses. And that's all we're going to focus on. With that being said, though, if I were to set my price and then go talk to people who are struggling with lead generation, who are not feeling overwhelmed, who don't recognize that they need systems in their business, their pain in that vein of systemizing their business isn't high enough, perhaps, to actually be interested and paying the price that I'm offering, versus somebody who is overwhelmed, who's like got more leads than they can handle. They can't even imagine marketing because they're just feeling so overwhelmed by what's in front of them. The idea of adding any more to that is just going to drown them just thinking about it. That person, when I say, hey, I can systemize your business and give you back hours of your time, instantly, they're like, okay, tell me more, right? And now they're willing to invest in that program because they're very serious about making that transition. So it's important when you do your market research and you are talking to people in that initial phase, to make sure you're talking to people who would be your ideal client. Because if we start asking people who aren't, we're going to get a lot of people and opinions about our pricing that isn't really accurate, and we shouldn't be taking their advice, essentially, right? I hope that makes sense. Okay, so the last question I wanted to ask you is, have you thought through and visualized the deliverability of your product? Now, you might have already been delivering your product and you already know that what you deliver, you have no doubt that that may not be your hangup. But if your hangup is that panic of, oh my gosh, I'm making promises, I want to make sure I can deliver on them, but you're just starting out, or you haven't done enough of them to really vet your program, so to speak, then I would encourage you to consider doing a beta program. So you have a little bit of forgiveness there that boosts your confidence to start, because you can just simply say, hey, this is my first time or second time or third time running through this. I'm still working out some of the bugs. And because of that, this is a beta program. And I just want you to start, though, by visualizing that deliverability so that you can really boost your confidence and know that you can push, you can go ahead with your promises. What's really cool, and you'll see this as we get into the dialogue part, though, is when you do the dialogue the way I'm going to teach you, It's going to motivate you. This little hang up will probably disappear because it won't even be relevant anymore. It's the same reason why a lot of times coaches, when you're sitting in front of a client and you're hearing, or it's not even a client, it's a prospective client, and you're hearing their challenges or whatever they're facing. And you go, oh my gosh, I know I can help you. You get excited, right? Like suddenly you're overwhelmed with joy to help them rather than feeling like, oh, I'm getting on a sales call. I hope this is going to work out for me. Like you're just putting too much pressure on the situation. Just get into the space of servitude. Like that's really the heart of this message, is lean into looking at this as a way to serve humanity. Whatever it is that you're doing it because you want to make a difference in people's lives. You want to make them feel different in whatever way your magic is, right? And the coolest part about this is knowing this truth. 60 people who get on a call with you are already 60% interested in what you're about to talk about. They're already curious. They already want to know what's going on. And that's reframe number two. Before you get on the call, tell yourself, hey, exciting news. This person booked a call with me because they're seeking this kind of thing that I offer. It's really at this point, rather, it's really about playing matchmaker and deciding if what I have to offer is also right for them. Okay. And that's really all it is. There's no pressure here. I think part of what happens is we're so used to this perspective, I guess you could say, of business owners, or let's just say the used car sales guy, right? Like you go to the car lot and you're there because you want to buy a minivan. Well, this guy starts showing you a Prius. You're like, what? Excuse me? This isn't going to serve. I've got like three or four kids here. You're like, Prius isn't going to work for me. When you're dealing with a salesperson who doesn't care about serving your needs and they're only caring about themselves, that's where this whole like stigma of sales and being salesy comes into play. And my friends, if you're here, this could not possibly ever be you. You are too heart-centered to even be in that space. So you can simply just know this. You will never come across as salesy. I just can guarantee it with every fiber of my being, okay? Because you are a heart-centered person and that's why you're here. So just know that your job isn't necessarily to convince somebody to buy your program. Your job is to determine if your program is right for this person. Think about that, and we'll talk about that more as again we get into the language.
Hey guys, so I hope that you found that training to be helpful. Once again, if you want to catch the full replay, please join the community. It's completely free. Just text the word holistic to 55444 to get instant access. And then the first 25 people, you're going to get that special gift as well, the Profit Acceleration Audit. Now, if you found this episode helpful and you're enjoying the podcast, it would mean the world to me if you would leave a review on whatever podcast player you're listening to, and specifically leave what was your biggest takeaway. That way other people who come across this podcast, they can see those comments and, decide to jump in. So I appreciate you being here with me. Until next time. Bye for now.